We've got to face it. Politics have entered a new stage, the television stage. Instead of long-winded public debates, the people want capsule slogans. Time for a change. The mess in Washington. More bang for a buck. Punchlines and glamour. This statement by General Haynesworth, a corporate mogul, in the film Face in a Crowd, made in 1957, more than aptly sums up the state of affairs in politics and television and the whole commercial and celebrity-driven status of politics that we see today. Barack Obama, for example, his Change You Can Believe In slogan has now become Forward. And Mitt Romney's slogan is Believe in America. Things we've all heard before, and sometimes they don't seem to make any sense, but they're intended to make an impact and influence you with soundbite slogans, pandering to you, hoping to get your vote. But no matter what happens on election day, as we should have learned from past presidencies, past congressional elections, even local politics, not a lot changes in this country. We're overtaxed, we have trouble paying our mortgages, we're still going to have trouble getting health insurance. There are going to be poor people on the streets, there's going to be endless wars. Some people have to borrow to pay taxes. These things will continue and continue and continue because we haven't learned our lesson. The government we have today has nothing to do with the way the government was originally intended to be in this country. There was never intended to be a central government. Remember the concept of federalism? Government was supposed to be local at the cities, town, counties, and states. Today we have a central bureaucracy. And unfortunately, that central bureaucracy run out of Washington, D.C. is controlled by a corporate elite. And this corporate elite has learned that through television, they can control elections. With the Supreme Court's disastrous 2010 decision in the Citizens United case, by holding that corporations can spend endless amount of money in partisan politics, they're driving what candidates do, what candidates say, and how candidates are positioned. In other words, they're selling us a product, and that product is the candidate that you vote for. Just think about it for a moment. When you watch a television commercial about a politician, a presidential candidate, they're usually 30 seconds to 60 seconds long. How much can you learn about that candidate? That's why most commercials are aimed at your fears and your prejudices to get you in a negative mood to vote against a particular candidate. They're not discussing real issues, the issues that I've talked about in this particular podcast about unemployment. What can we really do about that? Health care. How can we get homeless people off the street? How can we raise the literacy rate in the United States? You don't get this. All you get is negative ads aimed at your fears, trying to manipulate you into buying the product. And the product in this case is the particular candidate that the commercial is pushing. I've written a commentary on this subject called The Selling of the Presidency, found at Rutherford.org, which goes into detail about what I'm talking about in terms of television-driven ads and how they manipulate us. But the bottom line is this. The large corporate entities driven by Madison Avenue ad executives that position candidates are selling the candidates as if they were toothpaste. So we're buying a product, folks. But this is not anything new. As General Haynesworth, the corporate mogul in the film Face of the Crowd, summed it up and summed it up very accurately. My study of history has convinced me that in every strong society from the Egyptians on, the masses had to be guided with a strong hand by a responsible elite. Let us not forget that in TV we have the greatest instrument for mass persuasion in the history of the world. So the solution? Turn off the television. Stop watching political ads. Stop being manipulated. Go on the internet. Read what the candidates really believe. Read your local newspaper and make an informed decision.